Okay, good evening, everyone. We are continuing in our Halacha Gems learning in Hilchos Brachos Simen Nun Aleph. And we are learning Psukei Dezimra and some of the very important halachas contained therein. Tonight, we're going to understand the difference between what we're going to call Bein HaMizmorim or Be'emtza HaMizmorim. And that, of course, is in the bookends between Baruch Shomar and Vishtabach and all of the Kapitulach of Tehillim and the accompanying tfilos that we say that are all part of Psukei Dezimra. And when it's appropriate and how it's appropriate and why it would be appropriate or perhaps not appropriate to engage with others. And it's very similar, of course, to the Mishnah and the Gemara Maseches Brachos as relates to when, in fact, by Birchas Kriyashma, why by Shemona Esrei, we see that there are certain distinctions of characters and personalities for whom circumstances present themselves, how, when, and why it is or isn't appropriate. So the Mechaber tells us in Halacha Hey, Bein HaMizmarim, which means in between the various kapitulach, the various stanzas, the paragraphs that we recite as part of Psukei Dezimra, Shoyel Mipnei HaKavod, person can extend greeting to another person, Mipnei HaKavod, which means that one can extend that greeting to show honor and to show deference in such a way. In fact, Mishnah Berura adds, when he says Mipnei HaKavod is B'Sholom Adam Nichbad, that it's a person who is an honorable person, Shoroi LaHakdim LoShalom. And of course, famously, the Gemara tells us, whereby the individuals that extend themselves first, if you see somebody, for example, is traveling in the shuk, in the market square, in the street, in your avenue, wherever it is, so the goal, of course, is to be makdim, to then greet that person before that person greets you. That's how praiseworthy it is to create shalom. So such a person is deserving of kavod, of our respect. So that person, says in Mishnah Berurah, that person can be greeted. That shoyel mipnei kavod. That person deserves kavod. That person deserves our respect, and such a person should not only be greeted, but one should seemingly go out and extend oneself, look for, discern, identify, and then attack. Greet that person, mipnei kavod, umeshiv, and answer and respond somebody's greeting, umeshiv shalom, l'chol adam, if somebody asks of you something, or greets you, or does something with you, so that's l'chol adam. So the difference between l'chol adam and kavod to a person, and that's bein hamizmayr. However, what happens if it's be'emtza mizmarim? And then you find yourself in the middle of the paragraph. And of course we see this as well by Hilchos Kriyashma. If you're in the middle of the Kriyashma, or you're in the middle of the Bein HaProkim, so here again, or be'emtza mizmar, if you're in the middle of reciting a mizmar, so shoel, so then you can greet, extend your greeting to somebody, b'nei hayira. You're fearful of somebody. You're fearful of their presence. You're fearful of what that's going to mean for your life. So then you can greet that person and extend that welcome. Or meshiv, and respond to somebody, mipnei HaKavod, and you can respond to that person as a sign of deference and show of honor. So that is the statement of the Mechaber. Here you see the difference between in between, and certainly if it's be'emtza, and those nuances and those distinctions of where one can shoyel, one can be meishiv. But here's a very important Magen Avram. And it's fascinating when the Mishnah Berurah quotes another opinion, even though it seems to be that his formative, normative halacha seems to be fakered. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says that's true, which seems to be the halacha as relates to certain times. We see that sometimes times can dictate and indicate nuances within halacha, and this could be an example. We quote from Magen Avraham, says, Kishayom, now, today's times, maybe the times of Magen Avraham now, today as well, that she'ein onu regilim lishol b'sholom v'es ha'knesses v'es ha'tfila. This is all assuming that there's all types of exchanging of greetings during tfila. Today, that's not the case, although sometimes you'll see people come into shul. Sometimes davening starts at 9, they come around 10, 10:30, 10:45, and they make a grand entrance. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. Mitzad Echad, if you're the Berditchever, it's Gevaldik. Look how much Achtos, look how warm, it's nice. Mitzad Sheni, maybe you should come and sit and not be such a public figure at that hour, greeting everybody in such a way. Okay, the jury's out on that. But suffice to say, She'ein on regidim lishol b'shalom beis ha'knesses beis ha'tfila, we don't greet each other in such a fashion at the time of davening. We're in shul, we're davening. Sechalila lishol olehit lo'ashim. And if that's true, if that's not the regilus, then certainly, then maybe we should give second consideration, chalila v'chas, to greet somebody or to answer somebody, lo bein ha'prakim de kriyashma, not with regards to the Bein HaPrakim of Kriyashma, v'lo Psukei Dezimra, no difference with regards to these even Bein HaPrakim. If that's not the minhag, if that's not the custom, if that's not what we do, so then certainly we shouldn't try to deviate from that rule as well. We should be very conscientious and careful in Tefillah Bichlal, and certainly even in situations where there's greetings and opportunities, like I was talking to somebody this afternoon. It's gevaldik to come to shul to have opportunities to socialize, that's great. But ideally, That happens at the end, after davening, when there's ample opportunity to do so. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Baruch Hu, Lezakus, says so.